This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن دعا بدعوته واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد فأوصيكم ونفسي بالتقوى الله عز وجل والسمع والطاعة ويقول الحق سبحانه أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون. All praises are due to Allah, Lord of the worlds. Surely the best reward, ultimately, is for those who have the consciousness of Allah. Surely there is no ill feeling, no animosity, except for the oppressor. And I bear witness that Allah is one and has no partners, and that Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, his servant, his last messenger, may Allah always constantly send peace and blessings to Muhammad, to his family, to his companions, and all those who call to his way and establish his sunnah to the day of judgment. As to what follows, I remind you again of the critical importance of the consciousness of Allah, that we hear the words of Allah Azza wa Jal, that we obey, and that we never forget that there is one mighty in knowledge, mighty in power, who is aware of everything that is happening around us in the world. And we need to keep this in our minds in all seasons, in all times, in everything that we do. O you who believe, Allah has revealed to us, لا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم. Do not be as those who forgot Allah, for Allah will make them forget themselves. This ayah, this section of the ayah is applicable to all times and all people, no matter where we are, whether the world appears to be going toward a higher technology, whether we live in a secular time, the words of Allah are eternal words. This is the revelation from the Creator of the heavens and the earth. And Muslims need to recognize this, especially in times of darkness, especially in what we are finding now, going into this year. We are finding tremendous pressure on the world of Islam, on all levels of the world of Islam. And that pressure is not by chance. It is a divine formula. The same pressure Muslims have been facing throughout the centuries when they were at low points. And then through their patience and perseverance, they rose to the surface. And so we find this around us today. Why would governments, especially those who claim to be bastions of freedom, take time out of their parliaments, as in the case of France, when the COVID is raging through their country, take time to debate and push forward rules to stop Muslim girls from playing sports with hijab? What would drive them to do this? What would drive people to reach the point where they would intentionally disrupt the understanding concerning Islam and Muslims? We have to realize who we are. And that is the critical point today. Not what is happening around us, not what evil is, but who we are as Muslims. And I remind you of the words of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, in translation, reported by Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu anh, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has reported to have said, nations were displayed before me. One or two prophets would pass by along with a few followers. A prophet would pass accompanied by nobody. Then a big crowd of people passed in front of me, and I asked, who are they? Are they my followers? It was said to me, no. It is Musa and his followers. It was said to me, look at the horizon, behold, there a multitude of people were filling the horizons. Then there was a multitude. And then it was said, look there and there about the stretching sky. And behold, there was a multitude filling all of the horizons. And it was said to me, this is your nation, out of which 70,000 will enter paradise with no reckoning. يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ 70,000. There will be no hisab, no accounting. This is a special nation that we are part of. This is the largest nation of any of the messengers who came throughout time, and we have been informed over 124,000 prophets and messengers coming to every nation, every tribe. But this is Sawad al-A'zam. This is the great body of the believers that will enter paradise in an unprecedented fashion. And Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhu also narrated that he heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, if Allah wants to do good to a person, he makes him comprehend this religion. I am a distributor, but the grant is from Allah. And remember that this nation will keep on following Allah's teaching strictly, and they will not be harmed by anyone going on different paths until Allah's order of the Day of Judgment is established. And so this nation, in following strictly the message, going back to our root foundations, holding on to it despite what happens politically, socially, economically in front of us, holding on to the banner of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and giving that feeling to our children that we were not defeated. We did not lower our heads to secularism or to hatred, but we stood for love. We stood for Islam, no matter what the costs. O you who believe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us, لَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Do not be of those who forgot Allah. He will make them forget themselves. We need to try to see Allah in everything that is around us. All seasons of the years, any type of event that is happening, we need to recognize that Allah is one who has power over all affairs, even in the cold. And we now in the cold, especially right in our area, are feeling the brunt of the cold. And looking at international numbers coming out of the cold, we are one of the coldest areas of the major capitals of the world below the Arctic Circle. And people would say, well, this is the cold, this is not the heat. Jahannam, the punishment of Jahannam, it is a blazing fire. And it is when we have the scorching heat that we think about Jahannam. But no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed all aspects of existence, even the cold. Hafidh Ibn Rajab, rahimahullah, the great scholar of Islam, has said, and from the virtues of winter, and think about the winter now as we here are in the minus 17s in Collingwood, minus 47. Think about it as we are in the winter, we feel the bitterness of the cold on our faces, to the point where the cold even starts to turn hot on our faces, like hot ice. Ibn Rajab rahimahullah said, and from the virtues of winter is that it reminds one of the extreme cold of hell and pushes one to seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu has revealed to us in his mighty book describing Jahannam, Inna jahannama kanat mirsada lit-taghina ma'aba labithina fiha ahqaba la yadhuquna fiha bardan wa la sharaba illa hamiman wa ghassaqa. Allah has revealed to us indeed hellfire, Jahannam, is lying in ambush. It's going to be an ambush as a home for the transgressors, where they will remain for endless ages. There they will not taste any coolness or drink except boiling water and a dark fluid, murky in color and intensely cold. Sheikh Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah described ghassaqa as zamhariya. It burns them with its extreme cold, just as it burns them with heat. And Allah Azza wa Jal also, in dealing with this cold, and we are now thinking about the cold, but are we remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when the cold is hitting us? In Surah Al-Insan, the oft-repeated words in describing Al-Abra, وَجَزَاهُمْ بِمَا صَبَرُوا جَنَّةً وَحَرِيرًا مُتَّكِئِينَ فِيهَا عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ لَا يَرَوْنَ فِيهَا شَمْسًا وَلَا زَمْحَرِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, and because they were patient and constant, Allah will reward them with a garden in paradise and garments of silk. There they will be reclining on raised couches, never seeing scorching heat nor the bitter cold. Never seeing zamhariya. And Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Jahannam complained to its Lord, saying, O my Lord, parts within me have devoured each other. So Allah allowed it 2 breaths, one in the summer and the other in the winter. Therefore, the extreme heat that you experience on earth is caused by the heat of Jahannam, and the severe cold too, it is due to Zamharia. And this is a section of Jahannam. It is an area. And so we are experiencing them. We are looking at it. And if people had their eyes open, they would see Tonga. They would see the heat bursting up from the ocean. Look at the shape of the clouds. Look at the impact on the world. If people had their eyes open, they would realize the seriousness of the cold. But the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for those who had sabr, those who had patience, regardless of the cost, regardless of the time. And that is patience not only in the difficulty, but patience in the good times, being able to give of our wealth, to give of our time, to remember our brothers and sisters wherever they are, no matter what the circumstances are, and to constantly reflect on the creator of the heavens and the earth and what he has established in the planet that we are living in. We are in the far north, but we are not distant from the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are part of the natural movement on this earth. And we can only pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give the Muslims patience now. Patience in all of the struggles that we are going in. Give patience to the sisters of Islam who are wearing their hijab, who are standing up for Islam. Give patience for the leaders of Islam who will continue to speak the truth regardless of the cost. And give patience to our community, all of the individuals, all of the people in our communities in these extremely difficult times. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to lift off us the difficulty coming from the Zamharia. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to lift off this pandemic off of the earth. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy on the children of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to give them comfort, to give them direction. We ask Allah to have mercy and protect the women of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to give them dignity and nobility and honor no matter what is happening. And we ask Allah to guide the men of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to come out of the frost, to come out of the cold, and to truly stand for this religion and to recognize that Allah is one and has no partners. And we pray that Allah would raise up in the Muslim world leadership for us, example for the rest of the Muslims throughout the planet, leaders who will stand up for the creator of the heavens and the earth. I leave you with these words, and I ask Allah to have mercy on me and you and your families, to protect you from the cold, to protect our children, our homes, to protect our extended families and the Muslim world. May Allah help us. May Allah bring us together and unite our hearts. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب استغفروا إنه هو غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد وأصلي وأسلم على سيد الأولين والآخرين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد فيا عباد الله اتقوا الله حيثما كنتم ويقول الحق سبحانه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وارض الله عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر عمر عثمان وعلي وأنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله يرحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله